The world is a vampire.
Your eyes change color.
Should you escape us, Dracula? We know how to save Miss Mina's soul.
You never eat or drink anything.
Say no to the Vampire Rights Amendment.
You don't go out in the sunlight.
Care how you cut yourself. It is my dangerous and you see.
You know what you are.
Say it out loud.
Friday movie time, and the big headline is the off-screen tabloid epic of Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart goes on-screen now in the finale of the Twilight franchise, Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
Strange. Physically, I feel like I could demolish a tank. Mentally, I just feel drained.
Our movie day team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, nothing tabloid about them. They're here as usual. In addition to hosting the podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday, which is a tabloid, I believe. And Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. Kristen and Rafer, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, John.
So what do you make of Breaking Dawn Part 2, which is expected to gross something like $150 million this weekend?
Well, you know, I've been kicking these movies around ever since 2008. I think I've sat through every single one of these soggy, horrible films. And I have to tell you, this is the first time this franchise entertained me.
Are you kidding?
You are kidding. I actually enjoyed the finale of the Twilight saga.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that because there's more kung fu in it?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I won't lie. You know, women, I think, go for the mushy stuff. Guys go for the action and violence. And there's very little in the other Twilight movies. And this has a terrific explosion, sort of this cathartic, hilarious explosion of violence toward the end. I'm not spoiling anything because most people have read the books. But it's the first time that this franchise has surprised me. It actually had a little life. It threw a few punches, and it caught me off guard for the first time. And I had a pretty good time.
More than a few punches, possibly, huh, Kristen?
Oh, my God. I thought it was awful.
Really?
The fight scenes were just terrible. I've seen better fight scenes on Xena Warrior Princess. This was not good. And I actually am somebody who, as you know, enjoys the Twilight movies.
Yeah.
I usually like the Twilight ones. This was absolutely terrible. It looked like they were taking all their costumes from the It's a Small World ride at Disneyland.
Really?
It looked like they did all of their close-ups because in a way that they were trying to copy a telenovela. All the love scenes were just terrible. And I thought the fighting was just horrendous.
An interesting gender gap emerging here between you and I.
Interesting. And we've definitely seen it before. But in both of your cases, is this a fresh take on the franchise, or are they just sort of phoning it in to grab the last bits of cash? Kristen?
I think they're totally phoning it in. I think they know that no matter what, Twilight fans are going to go to this. Twihards, they'll take anything you give them on a plate. They just don't care.
I think it was actually the freshest Twilight I've seen so far.
But $150 million, I mean, there's no way that this franchise dies. There's just no way. There's going to be like Son of Twilight and Daughter of Twilight. And there's got to be.
Well, there's The Host, the next Stephanie Meyer movie coming out in a little while. I think Stephanie Meyer will probably continue to churn out books like this. And even if we don't see, as you're saying, you know, Son of Bella and Son of Edward, I think we may see more vampire-ish, Twilight-ish things out of her.
But, you know, Anne Rice sort of established that vampires are a part of popular culture, and that's, you know, something that is definitely going to continue, and there may not be another book in this particular franchise, but somebody's going to pick up vampires again.
Oh, vampires are never going to go away. People love vampires. I like vampires, actually. I like it better when the vampires are dangerous and sexy rather than sullen and let's just say virginal, as in the Twilight movies.
But I also want to say this is the first time that Bella Swan, the useless central character of Twilight, finally gets up off her butt and does something. It's the first time she actually takes action in this franchise, and that's one of the reasons I liked it.
All right, so Rafer and Kristen, we've got vampires crossed with kung fu. Maybe next time it's vampires crossed with robots or transformers or something like
that. Well, we've got Robopocalypse is supposedly coming up, so who knows?
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, our Movie Date podcast team. Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. And you can always subscribe to The Movie Date at facebook.com/Movie Date Podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks so much.
You too.